Genesis chapter 50. And Joseph fell on his father's face, and wept for him, and kissed him. Then Joseph instructed his servants, the doctors, to embalm his father. So the doctors embalmed Israel, and his 40 days were fulfilled, for so the days of embalming are fulfilled. And the Egyptians wept for him for 70 days. Then when the days of his being wept for had passed, Joseph spoke to the house of Pharaoh and said, If I have now found grace in your eyes, please have a word in Pharaoh's ear and say, My father adjured me and said, Look, I am dying. Bury me over there in my tomb, which I dug for myself in the land of Canaan. So now let me go up and bury my father, and I will come back. Then Pharaoh said, Go up and bury your father as he adjured you. So Joseph went up to bury his father, and all Pharaoh's servants went up with him, the elders of his household, and all the elders of the land of Egypt, as did all the household of Joseph, and his brothers, and the household of his father. They only left their little ones, and their small cattle, and their bovine cattle, behind, in the land of Goshen. And both chariots and horsemen went up with him, and the company was very large. And they came to the threshing floor in Atad, which is across the Jordan. And they mourned there with a great and very grave mourning. And he held lamentation for his father for 7 days. And the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the lamentation at the threshing floor of Atad. And they said, This is a great lamentation for Egypt. That is why they called it Abel Mizraim, which is across the Jordan. So his sons did for him as he had instructed them. And his sons carried him to the land of Canaan and buried him in the cave of the field of Machpelah, which Abraham had bought with the field as an acquisition for a burial place from Ephron the Hittite, opposite Mamre. Then Joseph returned to Egypt, he and his brothers and all those who had gone up with him to bury his father, after he had buried his father. Then when Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, What if Joseph hates us and fully requites us for all the evil which we did to him? And they sent messengers to Joseph with a commission to say, Your father gave a command before his death and said, Say this to Joseph, Please forgive now the transgression of your brothers and their sin, for they did you wrong. So now, do forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him, and his brothers also went and fell down before him and said, Here we are as your servants. Then Joseph said to them, Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? While you were devising evil against me, God devised that it should be for good, so as to make it a means of preserving a great people alive, as it is this day. So now, do not be afraid, I will sustain you and your little ones. Then he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. Then Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's household, and Joseph lived for 110 years. And Joseph saw the sons of the third generation of Ephraim. Also the sons of Machir, Manasseh's son, were born at Joseph's knees. And Joseph said to his brothers, I am dying, but God will assuredly visit you and bring you up from this land to the land which he swore about, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph charged the sons of Israel solemnly and said, God will assuredly visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here. Then Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt.